News Talk 1620 WTAW. For the first time since 2001, Brazos County Commissioners will be considering changes in its subdivision regulations. There's a 103-page draft and a 3-page summary available on the Brazos County website. It's also available on our website to read and download at WTAW.com. Brazos County Engineer Alan Munger says this reflects the changes in the type of residential construction outside the city limits during the past 15 years.
There's a lot of growth in the entire Brazos County area. Our current subdivision regulations document was from 2000-2001. Most of our development back then was much more rural in character. The state legislature in 05, 07, and 09 provided counties with a good deal more authority. We had less power than the cities and the ETJ up to that point. The state put us on a little more equal footing. So this document's incorporating those changes provided from the legislature, and it's looking more toward the future of the type of growth we're seeing.
Now, this is going to apply then to future developments?
Yes, sir. Anything that's already been submitted will meet our old guidelines, but any future developments that come in afterwards will comply with the new ones.
I understand that the volume of the regulations themselves have pretty well doubled just in paperwork then?
We've tried to make the developer's paperwork easier. We're just trying to be detailed.
What's been the process to get to this point, and who's been involved in these proposals?
I've had a lot of hands-on work with the existing guidelines to determine where the holes are, so to speak, and maybe where the county is spending more money out of taxpayer funds than we should.
An example or two of that might be?
Right now, streets is the most obvious one. We have one design for every type of street. And in the transportation world, the busiest type of road is an arterial. A little bit less as a collector, and then the local road is where you and I have our driveways. Well, obviously an arterial has more traffic. It should be thicker, and we don't provide for that in our current guidelines. We're going to make that, I will call, correction with the new guidelines.
The recent College Station City Council discussion, as they're plotting about what's happening in their municipal utility district or MUDs, and they're contemplating, you're going back to the street volume and so forth, and whether future streets ought to be asphalt or concrete. Is this addressed in these proposals?
We're not going to dictate it. We will provide a minimum design for each type. I think there's a place for both, but we're not going to dictate to the development community what type of material they're using. But we will have design guidelines for concrete streets or asphalt.
And let me extend that a little further then. Curb and guttering, storm drainage, wastewater treatment or sewer treatment, is it already in the present regulations? And if so, how are they going to change? And if they're not, is this something new that's being proposed?
Our old guidelines only addressed rural development, what we plan to put in place. We'll have a provision for an urban-type subdivision in the county and a rural-type subdivision in the county. Brazos County may participate in the maintenance of a rural, but we say this in the guidelines that they will have to find another entity to maintain an urban-type subdivision. Most of urban subdivision guidelines, we are mirroring what the cities are requiring in the city.
And getting into the weeds a little bit with the urban side, not only is this single family, does it even get into multifamily developments?
It will as far as traffic impacts, but it's really, you don't have to plat for a multifamily. The basis of it is the platting regulations.
Continuing my visit with Brazos County Engineer Alan Munger on the proposed changes in Brazos County subdivision regulations, the first changes since 2001. In addition to streets, what else?
There's items in there for drainage. Before, there was no water requirements out in the county. The legislature added at least have some type of storage for firefighting out in a rural subdivision. So we've incorporated that. We've put out a summary to go along with these draft guidelines, and I believe if you pull up that summary and kind of go through them side by side, that'll get you well into the major changes in the document.
Those are going to be most interested in going and taking a look at this will be who?
Developers, consultant engineers that work for developers, taxpayers. I wish they were better educated on what type of subdivision they're moving into. So it's for all of us.
I thought maybe the state allowed counties to do official zoning regulations, but I got schooled that counties don't have that authority.
Counties have no zoning authority unless it's specifically stated in the statutes. And Brazos County, we have no zoning authority.
Now that you have the proposal put together, it's on the county website, what's the series of events that follows now?
We've met with the cities. We anticipate some comments from them. We've put this out in the public domain. We will probably schedule an agenda item after the fourth holiday, and at that time, they'll be able to come up and speak to the commissioners in that format, and we will go from there.
What have you learned through this process?
It's difficult to plan for growth in the county due to the lack of ability that's given to us. We work with the Metropolitan Planning Organization on a countywide thoroughfare plan, both cities, county, TxDOT, to try to envision a system that will work for Brazos County 30 years from now. And, we developments need to be planned with that in mind, where there's not houses sitting on top of where we think there may need to be a loop in 2050. So being able to work with that group, and then that would be a document the county can adopt, but we can't develop the document, but we can adopt it for use. And just trying to work within the system of laws that are out there, it's what I've had to learn the most on. Engineering part was not bad, but it was working within that statutory format.
And the variety of organizations, be it the two cities or you mentioned the MPO, just being able to try to have some sort of coordination.
Yeah, we, like I said, it was important to us to get this to the city staffs, because they do have more authority in the cities and in the ETJ, and we're giving them what we need, and we want to see how they can incorporate that in their development processes.
Anything else that I've missed about this besides, again, repeating, go to the website and take a look?
Yeah, that's, like I said, and use that summary page, and that'll help you through the document.
Thanks to Brazos County Engineer Alan Munger for the background on the proposed changes in subdivision regulations in Brazos County, the first changes since 2001. If you don't want to go to the county website to see the 103-page draft and the 3-page summary, both of those documents are available to read and download on our website at WTAW.com. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.